service that we take to observe the Lord's Supper and to remember the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. It's been so great this weekend having Guy Hammond here. Amen? Amen. He's gonna be preaching the word to us in a moment. So we've been driving around a lot, taking Guy to his hotel, and we've been going different places. And last night, Natasha and I were on our way to dinner with him. And as we were going, we saw a bulletin board that said, one day shipping Atlanta, Amazon Prime. And I was so excited. So quick confession, I am a guy that I do not like to go shopping. Surprising as it may be, I do not like to go shopping. And so the invention of Amazon is like one of the greatest modern day marvels, I think, in the world. Because just from the comfort of my couch, I can look online, do one-click shopping if you have Amazon Prime, and now I can have something within 24 hours. But the thing about it, I realized the reason I probably don't like shopping goes back to my childhood. If you've ever been shopping, now this may not be everybody, but if you've ever been shopping with a Southern woman on a Saturday morning and afternoon, like we would go into JCPenney and be in there for 4 hours and come out with two items. And it was just like, come on. So generally, I do not like to go shopping. The one exception to that rule would be when we're on vacation and we get to go souvenir shopping. So that is the one time that I'm actually like looking forward to going into stores, to looking through racks, and to picking something out. A couple of weeks ago, ironically as it may be, Natasha and I were in Toronto and Guy was here in Atlanta. And so we were exchanging emails and just thought it was a funny coincidence that we were up there and he was already down here. But at the end of our trip, we were in downtown Quebec and we went shopping. And I was actually excited to go get some souvenirs. And the thing about souvenirs, the reason we get them, why? Why do we get souvenirs? You want to remember your trip. You want to bring back a t-shirt and give somebody a t-shirt that says, such and such went to Quebec and all they brought back was a stinking t-shirt. Or you want to get one of those, Kenton talked about, they get a Christmas ornament from where they go and then they put it on their tree so every year they can remember all the places God has allowed them to go. But I love going and picking out souvenirs, particularly for my kids. And if you actually think about what that word means, souvenir, it's actually a French word. It means to remember. And what it is we want to remember the trip. Or we want somebody that couldn't be there to know that we remembered them. And so that's why we bring back souvenirs. Look here in Joshua chapter 4, and we're going to see some souvenirs that God wanted the Israelites to take. In Joshua chapter 4 and verse 1, it says, after the nation had finished crossing the Jordan, the Lord spoke to Joshua, choose 12 men from the people, one man for each tribe, and commanded them, take 12 stones from this place in the middle of the Jordan where the priests are standing. Carry them with you and set them down at the place where you spend the night. So Joshua summoned the 12 men he had selected from the Israelites, one man for each tribe, and said to them, go across to the ark of the Lord your God in the middle of the Jordan. Each of you lift a stone onto his shoulder, one for each of the Israelites' tribes, so that this will be a sign among you in the future. When your children ask you, what do these stones mean to you? You should tell them, the water of the Jordan was cut off in front of the Ark of the Lord's covenant. When it crossed the Jordan's water was cut off. Therefore, these stones will always be a memorial for the Israelites. So in case you didn't know, it wasn't just Moses who parted the sea. It's actually about 4 different times in the Bible where God parts some water. But this is the second time, and the Israelites are crossing the Jordan River, and the priests go into the middle of the river with the Ark of the Covenant, and the waters basically dry up upstream, and they're able to cross on dry land. And God tells Joshua, listen, I don't want the people of Israel to forget what happened here today. So choose 12 men, and they need to go into the middle of the Jordan where it's dry and get 12 stones. And he said, lift them up on their shoulders. So these weren't just some pebbles you'd carry in your hands, right? It's not like the little paperweight that you get as a souvenir to remember Canada. These were boulders, something that you would be able to see from far off. And so they go and they get 12, and God says, put them down. And later on, if you read another verse later, says they are still there to this day. By the time that whoever was writing, by the time the book of Joshua was being written, they were still there after this happened. And God wanted this to be a memorial. He wanted them to remember. He wanted these stones to be a souvenir of what he had done for them. What are your spiritual souvenirs? What are your memorial stones? I was talking to Rebecca Rutland a couple weeks ago, and she's talking about, you know, whenever she visits LSU, she goes back to the spot where she was baptized, and she likes to sit on the dock and just look up at the sky and thank God. Kenton and I both have tattoos that remind us of times that God was faithful to us. Yes, your preacher has a tattoo. Some people, it might be a necklace. It might not even be a thing. It might be a place that you love to go and pray. It might be a photograph of the day you were baptized. But what are your spiritual souvenirs that you can look? And I love how this passage says, not if your children ask. When your children ask you, what do these mean? You can tell them it's about God and what God did for you. What are those things in our life? I remember the first time I came to this family of churches, the idea of taking communion every week, that was new to me. And the churches I grew up going to was just first Sunday of the month or Easter Sunday or something. But I learned and I was taught that we take it every week because we want to remember the Lord every week. And so I'd like to put before you that communion really is a spiritual souvenir. It's a reminder every week that Jesus died on the cross for you. We take this the same way you'll pull out those photographs or look at your tattoo or go to that spot where you're baptized and you remember what God did for you. Every week, the Lord wants us to remember, my son was crucified for you and raised from the dead. And the thing about a souvenir is it doesn't just mean something to the person who receives it, it means something to the person who gave it. I think every time we take communion, the Lord looks down, and the same way your kid wears that t-shirt that you got them from wherever, and you're excited that you were able to give them that, or you bring them back some jewelry or something from your trip, when we take communion, I think the Lord looks down, he's like, they're remembering me. They're remembering what I did for them. And I think he's grateful, and I think he's moved that we want to have this weekly spiritual souvenir of what he did for us on Calvary. So as we take the bread that represents his broken body, think about it as your weekly spiritual souvenir. As we take the fruit of the vine that represents his blood spilled out for us, think of it as, I'm doing this because Jesus remembered me. I'm gonna remember him. Let's pray.